AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Rena Roy. The federal government will close for business in just about 57 hours unless Congress votes to keep it running with a short-term spending bill. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy meeting with GOP lawmakers, urging them to get behind a deal. Republican Congressman Bob Good after the meeting.
It is a failure of leadership. The Speaker committed in January that we would vote on all 12 appropriations bills well before the September 30 deadline.
It's day one of the GOP-led congressional impeachment inquiry hearing into President Biden. House Republicans are trying to show what they say are links to Biden's son Hunter's overseas businesses. But witnesses called today by Republicans said there's no evidence. New Jersey Senator Robert Menendez is expected to address his Democratic Senate colleagues today after his indictment on federal bribery charges. The American soldier who bolted into North Korea 2 months ago across the DMZ is back in the U.S. This is ABC News. After a big drop a week ago, jobless claims ticked up. First-time claims were up by 2,000 for a total of 204,000. One of Britain's most photographed trees destroyed by vandals.
The tree at Sycamore Gap, next to Hadrian's Wall, made famous around the world in Kevin Costner's 1991 film Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
This is the sheriff's land.
Wrong. This is my land and my tree. Therefore, whatever's in it also belongs to me.
But someone with a chainsaw took no notice last night. England's National Trust shocked and saddened to confirm the criminal act. The 200-year-old tree now lying on its side by the famous Roman-era wall, a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Swiss scientists are sounding the alarm about their disappearing glaciers. They found a record 10% of Swiss glaciers have been wiped out in just 2 years. Scientists say it's due to low volumes of snow and high summer temperatures. Rena Roy, ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced Ellsworth Cooperative Creamery will be required to pay a $250,000 penalty and install additional pollution control equipment at its Ellsworth cheesemaking factory. According to a press release, the Pierce County Circuit Court found ECC violated its wastewater discharge permit repeatedly from October 2017 to August 2022 by exceeding the permit's limitations for biological oxygen demand, total suspended solids, ammonia, dissolved oxygen, phosphorus, and temperature. Wisconsin Republican lawmakers have introduced a bill that would eliminate the need for school administrators in the state to have a license or specific educational training. Under the current law, district administrator applicants are required to have a teaching or pupil service license and a principal license. Republicans say the bill will solve high turnover issues and give local residents control of their schools. The Wisconsin Department of Instruction says the move could create countless liabilities. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Folding a fitted sheet? Programming the thermostat. Matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things like finding that missing sock. That simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if auto owners make sense for you.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
the Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens. And I'll tell you what, it's more fun than tipping cows. And actually, you shouldn't really tip the cows, okay? They don't tip as easy as I think, and they might kick you in the... Never mind.
Ben.com.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show for your Thursday. Good to be with you today. Matt and Brett here today. Hi, Brett. How are we?
All right. How about you?
All right. Did the Twins lose that game today? It was ninth inning when I was coming here. And
not like they have a lot to play for right now.
Well, they did actually. They could actually have still caught them.
They're not going to get the two seed. I think we're locked into the
well, now we are because they lost to Oakland. This is why, you know, they have something to play for, and they're not playing very hard. This is why I still think to myself, yeah, we'll have most of our October open. I don't think it's going to be too overwhelming as far as the baseball schedule goes. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Coming up in a little bit, Kirk Bangstad is going to join us. Of course, Minocqua Brewing Company, we know him from them. He is teamed up with Patty Vasquez, and on Thursdays, they're doing a little segment talking about kind of the evils of school vouchers, which, you know, can I just say once again how grateful I am to live in Minnesota? Ooh. Needless to say, it's a fight that's going on in other states as well. We'll primarily Wisconsin, and we'll talk about that and you know, the kind of the purpose and the urgency of why they're doing that segment. And then, of course, you can listen to that segment tonight in the 11 o'clock hour right here on AM 950. And if you haven't been here, it is spectacular. The evenings here are spectacular. Rick Smith at 8. We've got the Ghost Box Radio guys coming in. Greg Bakken coming in at 10 o'clock. And then Patty Vasquez at 11. It's just top-notch radio programming. I can't tell you how tickled pink I am to be part of this whole menagerie of joy. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. They lost to Oakland! You can't comfort me on this, man. They lost to Oakland.
Well, to get the 2-seed, wouldn't they have had to go basically undefeated with the Rangers losing the rest of their games?
It's not like we're playing a major league team when we're playing Oakland, okay?
That's a good point with Oakland.
We're playing Colorado next. Tell me we're going to lose two or three of there, probably.
Oh, they have Colorado. Aren't they the worst team in the National League?
Yes, they are. Yeah. It kind of played out for us here, but needless to say, 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Speaking of worst teams, Delta. Delta, why am I being? I don't need to be that mean to Delta Airlines. They're fine. I've flown Delta multiple times. They're fine planes and fine crew. I like the little Biscoff cookies. They're tasty. There you go.
Delta just sent a message.
Delta has determined
don't
I'm
mess
wrong.
With Delta.
Don't mess with Delta. Might want to screw that on next time. Just a
little earthquake for people watching it there. Yeah.
Yeah. Just FYI, the camera just fell down in the studio. But what else is new? Anyway, Delta Airlines, they're a fine airline. Fine airline. Sun Country, fine airline. I have no problem with them. Delta Airlines screwed up royally a few weeks ago when we talked about it. It's like, how do you go on out there and basically not, you know, go punish your most loyal customers? And how do you do that? I mean, it is a problem and something that is kind of perplexing to say the least. And they did this through their rewards program. I mean, this, you know, their rewards programs are built on the idea that you're basically saying, hey, we appreciate your loyalty. And so to go back to them and say, hey, we're going to dangle that carrot a little higher for you, wasn't good. Needless to say, when we talked about this the other day with Rita, Gita from the Star Tribune, we said, my guess is going to be that this is going to be a case where they're going to review this and change it. And lo and behold, Delta Airlines chief executive Ed Bastian said early this week that the airline plans to walk back some of the controversial changes coming to its rewards program. Speaking at the Rotary Club of Atlanta on Monday, remember, they're not local, Bastian said the Atlanta-based airline had received a lot of feedback and changed on the changes announced on September 13th that essentially made achieving status through the SkyMiles program a lot harder while also raising the threshold assessing it to get into its airport lounges. No question, we probably went too far in doing that. This is 2 weeks ago. Hey, yeah, we really screwed up. Boy, we're idiots. No question, we probably went too far in doing that, Bastion said. Our team wanted to kind of rip the Band-Aid off and didn't want to have to keep going through this every year with changes and nickeling and diming and whatnot. So I think we moved too fast. Oh, that's nice. Yeah, this is business management 101. Yeah, it's you know, very Victorian England, London. Next year, you're going to lose the heat in your house. So enjoy it now. You're nice and warm now, right?
We should have screwed over the customers a little bit slower.
Yeah,
not all right off the bat, yeah.
You know, clearly we're going to just absolutely, disrespect the crap out of you. But we didn't want it all at once. We wanted to kind of be like that surprised boyfriend that all of a sudden you realize, what the hell am I doing with him? Consequently, Bastion said the airline will reevaluate the overhaul, which aimed to base status solely on the amount of money flyers spend with the carrier or via their SkyMiles American Express credit cards rather than miles flown. Money, 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 money. For example, Delta announced plans to raise the threshold for its lowest status level, Silver Medallion, from 3,000 to 6,000 spent in 2024 or 2025 status, which is a pretty substantial flight. I mean, if you are flying by yourself, it's a $500 flight per se every time. They're basically saying you have to go from flying six times a year to 12 times a year to get that base bare level. We're still assessing what we do, but there's been some modifications that we'll make. You'll hear about it sometime over the next few weeks. We love you guys. And I had the we love you guys for Bastion at the end of that. Bastion explained the intent behind the program alterations was in part because of the rapid increase of status holders through the pandemic. Like many travel rewards programs, Delta made it easier to maintain status and even earn a higher level to account for the limited travel due to COVID-19. But that meant the number of Diamond Medallion members, SkyMiles' highest tier, almost doubled. Which, once again, is this a problem? You guys act as if this is a problem. We're wildly popular. Well, we need to stop that. What's wrong with you guys? We don't need to. We need to make certain that we can serve our higher tiers with the level premium experience that you deserve and you expect. It's just a way to excess our current base that it's unsustainable where we're at now. Or you just hire some more people, you freaking knuckleheads. Seriously, or you just hire a few more people. When Delta announced the changes, it was the latest example of the airline's broader move towards reserving its most desired benefits for an increasingly exclusive group of cardholders and flyers. As a result, the change of SkyMile members would need to spend more on Delta travel and to charge much more to their credit cards, turn point perks such as first-class upgrades, complimentary airport club access, and more. Delta, the dominant carrier at Minneapolis-St. Paul, has slowly shifted its frequent flyer program away from awarding miles flown in favor of higher spending or medallion qualifying dollars. One would have to spend more than $6,000 on Delta or without spending a dollar on the airline, $120,000 on a Delta SkyMiles credit card next year. $120,000. Okay. That's kind of pricey. That's a lot. That's $10,000 a month on one credit card. Just to earn the lowest status tier. Delta's also confirmed this month it plans to cap the number of entries to its Sky Club starting February 1st for premium card holders. This move outraged many who've been loyal to the carrier for years. Duh. I mean, and once again, this is just stupid business 101. I mean, okay, I get it. You're taking the Super Bowl mentality. Which is, if you go to the Super Bowl, I mean, say the Super Bowl was here in Minneapolis-St. Paul. Clearly, the Vikings wouldn't be playing in it. But say Brett and I wanted to go get some tickets and go see the game. The best seats we probably could get, even if we could get them, would probably be the top 10 rows in the upper deck corner, and that would be it. Anything below the upper deck is going to be corporate sponsors, big wigs, Delta Airlines, that sort of thing, Coca-Cola, these guys who basically are going to spend $2 million to buy out two rows of seats so the executives can go on out there and either with their wives or mistresses and have some fun. I don't know. I mean, it's up to you. You know, drink responsibly. That's all I'm going to say. I don't know who's coming with you. I'm just saying that that's what the deal is. I mean, it's Frito, it's Tostitos, it's, you know, crypto. I mean, that's what you got in the lower deck. You don't have anything else. You know, and that goes for the executive, you know, boxes as well. I mean, it's all, I mean, Clanton, you got a lot of executives there, but I mean, it's the wealthiest of wealthy. You don't get into that game unless you are, you know, every show at Coachella rich in the front row. I mean, that's kind of how you get in there. And it sounds kind of like that's what Delta was trying to do here, is kind of get to a point where they're, you know, it's, you know, this is just for the rich people. Because I wanted to stop. I mean, so your Delta SkyMiles credit card is $120,000. I've got three kids. I put the majority on one credit card. Now, I got one credit card that's got a nice cash back thing on it, and I enjoy that. And we, so all the groceries, all the gas, all that stuff, all go on one credit card. We rarely get above half that. Half that. I mean, rarely. So, I mean, so the mere fact that you are saying just to get to the lowest level on this program, you have to spend $10,000 on a credit card, then you're only talking about, at best, lower upper class. I mean, at best, people who have that much discretionary income and are buying things constantly beyond just groceries, and if they have like their monthly bills on their credit card or something like that. You know, I think you guys are too stupid for your own good. Don't get me wrong. I don't run an airline. I don't have experience running an airline. I've taken a lot of flights. But this goes just basically to, how do you screw over your most loyal customers? And at no point, I mean, did you guys just think it's all going to be, you know, Beyonce and Taylor Swift, and that's all that was going to be in this? And that's, because that'd be awesome. No, if you're having a program where basically through a basic loyalty program, and once again, I want to just say, what they used to be was, if you had a $500 ticket, you were by yourself, you had to fly six times in 1 year. That's a lot of flying for most people. I mean, most people might take one flight a year, might. So you already have people who are once every 2 months taking a flight. Yeah, that's a no-brainer. You build up brand loyalty, you keep them there. This idea that this Bastion's idea is like, oh, we should have not, you know, pulled the Band-Aid so quickly. Well, you know, maybe you shouldn't have pulled the Band-Aid at all. Expand out your damn, you know, Sky Lounge or whatever it is. Hire a few more employees to help process the requests. And this is a problem I think most businesses today would love to have. And yet you guys act as if, well, it's not Beyonce and Taylor Swift, so screw them. I bet Taylor gets over $120 a year on the credit card. I bet you. I mean, just moving some of those amps and speakers around, that's going to be pricey.
Oh, yeah. I think she's in their top-tier program.
How many Kelsey jerseys does she have to buy each year for that? That's quite a few there. But don't get me wrong, she'll do it, too. She'll give one to every one of her Taylor Nation, and that's going to be the end of it. But, hey, then she qualifies for the lowest level of the Delta SkyMiles program. The lowest level.
It would be great if she just qualified for the lowest. You got to work a little harder there, Taylor Swift. You're an international star.
But I'm sorry, you can't get into the Sky Lounge till later. There's a vending machine over in Concourse E. You know, off you go. Okay, you're screwing up. By the way, I'm going to be taking a flight before too long. Sun Country, 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. I'm just saying, I don't have $120,000 to do this, all right? And plus the fact, we already know, Delta wants to be nowhere near their Gold Sky Club. I'm kind of the antithesis of what they would want.
Especially then, if you're wearing the shirt we talked about yesterday that many of our listeners want you to make.
The t-shirt, yep. the Caravan of Lunacy t-shirt, yep. With my face on the shirt and then on the back of it, the details of the show.
You'd fit right in that. Delta Gold Sky Lounge or whatever it's called.
Only if the shirt was like three sizes too small for me. So it was up over my belly.
Oh, you got like a 1980s football player going.
Yeah, Will Ferrell in the cowbell sketch. You know, belly showing. Hey there. Is this a place for drinks? I can't imagine what it would do to my face to have it stretched that tight. It's like, looks like he has jowls. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. More when we do return. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
It's an absolute must for any true foodie. Vinaigrette at 50th and Xerxes in South Minneapolis offers premium oils and vinegars for the most discriminating of tastes. This is Sarah Piepenberg, owner of Vinaigrette. We bottle on-site, there's no guesswork, and you get to taste test each and every oil and vinegar we offer. Our direct relationship with the growers ensures an uncompromised level of satisfaction. When you need to know you're cooking with the finest ingredients, first contact the independently owned Vinaigrette, 50th and Xerxes in South Minneapolis. Online at vinaigrettemn.com.
Would you let animals pick your insurance? Do you really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. Call Array Insurance, and they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array, 763-504-3067 or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance, working hard for you.
Hi, I'm Peter Solak.
And I'm Adam Ostrowski.
We are here at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces to talk about outdoor fires. Sitting around a fire is the oldest, most basic form of human activity.
What's new is in the way fire is burned. We can show you how to burn cleaner with a lot less smoke.
The radiant heat and light from an open fire is unmatched. It kindles our spirits and connects us to the outdoors. And now it's easier to experience and enjoy.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces sells and installs wood and gas burning fire pits and fireplaces. Let us help you experience an outdoor fire without all the smoke.
Come see the many ways you can enjoy a fire outdoors.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces has over 35 working wood and gas units on display at the corner of East Franklin and Riverside Avenue in Minneapolis. More information at woodlandstoves.com. Find the fire that works for you. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services since 1977.
Hello, AM 950 listener. I know you. You take the news seriously. When you read the headlines these days, it makes you want to hang your head down and cry. Well, to hell with that. What you need is a laugh from the left. So, do yourself a favor. Listen to Facepalm America with host Beowulf Rocklin every Sunday night at 9.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. This is one of those stories that I just... I sometimes am stunned at how we treat crime. If you are I'm not talking about a carjacking, but if you are a black person in Minneapolis and you steal a car, there are plenty of people who will be screaming at you tomorrow going, you lock him up too much for the rest of his life. He should never come out again. You steal something like, oh, I don't know, $800,000. And people are like, well, you know, you shouldn't throw him away for life. I mean, who doesn't want to be rich? We have a real big problem with our sentencing. Let's just put it that way. A Twin Cities psychologist is going to prison for falsely collecting hundreds of thousands of dollars from the Shakopee, Minnewaukan, and Sioux community for counseling services he did not provide. Charles Howard Jornby, J-O-R-E-N-B-Y, Jornby, 58, of Chanhassen, sentenced last week in U.S. District Court in St. Paul to 2 years. 2 years in prison, 3 years of supervised release after pleading guilty to felony health care fraud for a billing scheme that spanned more than 7 years involving his business, Life Dynamics, in Prior Lake. As part of his guilty plea, the Jornby admitted to an additional fraudulent claim to State Farm Insurance in 2017 following a fire at his business office. Wow. Jornby said he inflated his loss income claim to include earnings associated with fraudulent billings, totaling an additional of $104,000. Judge Susan Richard Nelson's sentence should also include an order that he repay the Mittewakan and Sioux community $819,000 he stole from the band and the full amount he illegally collected from State Farm. So I want to stop right there, if I can. You stole $819,000 from anyone? $819,000. I mean, that almost gets you up into the Delta Sky Miles Club, man. I tell you what, that's some good beer. That's a really... Wow. He could Delta Sky Miles for, what, 6 years? Wow. So, yeah, you did this to yourself, guys. You're going to be the butt of those jokes for a while with me. $819,000, and you gave him 2 years in jail. 2 years. Guy steals a car worth, say, $40,000, and you're lock him up for life. But white guy steals $819,000. And, well, you know, first of all, Matt, who doesn't want to be rich? Everyone likes being rich. Well, wealth does have some benefits, but at the same time, it does invalidate stealing. Ahead of the sentencing, prosecutors argued in court filings that Jornby be sent to prison anywhere from 2.5 to slightly more than 3 years in prison. They didn't even make that easy layup. For many years, he prioritized his family's material comfort and security over the integrity of his professional licensure. The filing noted, stop it. When you say it like that, he was prioritized his family's material comfort. He stole money to buy stuff. He stole money to buy stuff. That's all he did is he stole money to buy stuff. He was looking out for the material comfort of his kids. Screw them. He was stealing money. For many years, he prioritized his family's material comfort. And he appears to have paid no thought to either the individual Native American people whose identities he used or the broader Shakopee, Mittewakan, and Sioux community whose funds he stole. No, he didn't. Did he? In a counterfiling before sentencing, defense attorney Krista Groschek proposed probation and no prison time. Probation for stealing $819,000. Groschek cited, among the other findings, the State Board of Psychology revoking Jonesby's license to practice for at least 10 years. And his prompt willingness to take responsibility for stealing. Hey, yeah, I stole it all, so don't put me in prison. Wow. In his own words to the court, Jornby wrote, I sincerely apologize to the members of the Shakopee, Mittewakan, and Sioux community. Through my actions, this community, which has suffered at the hands of others for over 150 years, was again taken advantage of. You think? Idiot. I reinforce the stereotype that white people can't be trusted. Yeah, you did. And you did it for all of us, so thanks. Jeez. Just on that alone should be 5 years in the pokey, don't you think? I think so. Raise your hands. According to court documents. I mean, seriously, $819,000. You stole $819,000. 2 years? That's how you know the guy wasn't black. I'm just going to be honest. Or a Native American, or a Hispanic, or Asian. Because if it was any other minority group, I guarantee it's like, wait, we need to send a tough message here that you can't just do this 20 years. White guy who's he just trying to feed his kids a wheelbarrow full of food every day. How is he going to take care of his material comforts for his kids now? Who's going to feed them their daily buffet? According to court documents from January 2013 through February 2020, Jornby defrauded Blue Cross Blue Shield Minnesota and the Shakopee, Mittewakan, and Sioux community, which self-funded the account that the insurer draws from in order to process health care claims for tribal members. Jornby submitted bills to the health care insurer for service for at least 29 tribal members. In reality, he used their names and dates of birth without their knowledge to collect payments from the Sioux band. The scheme was sniffed out when the Blue Cross Blue Shield detective some unusually high billing amounts and chose to look at some of the bills. The review revealed that some of the dates he claimed to be providing in-person counseling service to clients, he was also posting on his public Facebook account showing him on vacation out of state. One prosecuting document read, that's not providing material comforts for his kids. That's going on vacation.
And racking up those Delta miles.
All those Delta miles, man. If you can get up into that, you know, I mean, it takes a, you know, a few hundred thousand dollars in a kidney, but man, you can eventually you can get an extra Biscuit candy cookie bar on the flights. I mean, that's just good. That's good eating. Delta's. And by the way, once again, Delta, you deserve every bit of grief you're getting for this. But dear Lord, how do you not lock this guy up for, I don't know. How about 10 years? I'll tell you what. I'll split the difference. 8.19 years. 1 year for every $100,000 he stole. Because if let's just be damn honest. If it was discovered there was an African-American who was stealing $100,000, there would be people demanding a 10-year prison sentence to show, to send a message. Here, all the message you send is, well, don't get caught. You know, watch how you post on Facebook. That's the only message you're sending here. Dynamo Dave is in Duluth. Let's get him really quick before we get into the guest. Welcome on in, Dave.
Hey, Matt, it's kind of interesting. Our leaders, we got in Congress, they're supposed to be leaders. And right now, the way the Constitution or whatever is set up, they get paid during a government shutdown. Now, Angie Craig from Minnesota last Friday introduced a bill to stop that. It's called the Buy Constituents Cannot Afford Rebellious Tantrums. Handle Your Shutdown Act. The halt congressional pay during a shutdown. It was like, this should be splashed over all over the nation so that people know what's going on. Those, you know, last three government shutdowns, my understanding from the Washington Post, cost American taxpayers combined, those three shutdowns cost American taxpayers $4 billion.
And Dave, thank you very much. I appreciate the information. No, I don't think they should be getting paid. I don't. And by the way, most of that money it cost was basically to the interest owed on a lot of things and then to ramp back services back up. And so when Ted Cruz came on out the last time they had the major shutdown, he's like, we sent a message. Yeah, the message is you're a bunch of idiots. That's all you are, because you ended up costing us billions of dollars more than if you would have just kept the government open. But, you know, they're stupid. And that's the end of that. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. When we do come back, Kirk Bankstead is going to join us from Minocqua Brewing Company. And also, he's doing a segment now with Patty Vasquez that's going to air tonight. We'll talk to him about that, about schooling and school vouchers. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
How does this sound? Doesn't this sound better? If you've decided to level your home and build new or to renovate, hire Better Futures Minnesota instead to take it apart by hand. Think before you scrap. Think of the energy and greenhouse gases saved when someone repurposes your old cabinets, fixtures, and lumber. Think of all the resources saved by diverting those building materials from the landfill. Better Futures Minnesota makes it happen for you. Hennepin County residents and public entities, funds are available to make the environmentally responsible alternative comparable to a typical demolition. For more information, check out BetterFuturesMinnesota.com. That's BetterFuturesMinnesota.com. Or call 612-351-8650. And don't forget to shop the Reuse Warehouse in Minneapolis.
I love my Toyota vehicles, so when I have to get service done, there's only one place I go, Rudy Luther Toyota. They know Toyota's inside and out. It starts with them checking your alignment and tire treads with their Hunter Quick Check Drive Inspection Service. Oil changes, tires, batteries, wipers, no matter what you need done, they can help you with reliable Toyota parts and the best service team in Minnesota. Check out their website, RudyLutherToyota.com, for service and parts specials just for Toyota vehicles. Get your Toyota serviced at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Hi, I'm Rachel Shamblot. My dad is Dr. Scott Shamblot from Shamblot Family Dentistry. A lot of people are afraid of the dentist, but you don't have to be. My dad makes going to the dentist comfortable and even fun. He won't be mad if you haven't seen a dentist in a long time. He just wants to take care of you and your teeth. If you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get.
Shamblatt Family Dentistry in Hopkins and St. Paul. Find them online at shamblattfamilydentistry.com or call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for partly cloudy skies today with a high near 70, tonight clear with a low around 60, and Friday a chance for thunderstorms with a high near 78. Create unforgettable meals that are sure to impress with vinaigrette. From extra virgin olive oils to balsamic vinegars, fused extra virgin olive oils to white balsamic vinegars and wine vinegars, vinaigrette has it all. Independently owned since 2009, find vinaigrette at 50th and Xerxes in Minneapolis or at vinaigrettemn.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, the Matt McNeil Show.
Hey, boy. What you say, boy?
All people here who have been listening to the station know Kirk Banks said. Minocqua Brewing Company is where he is based at. He is teaming up with an 11 o'clock host, Patty Vasquez, who is, and they're doing a special segment on Thursdays talking about the right-wing attempt to take over public education. He's kind enough today to join us to talk a little bit about that segment, which, once again, it's on Patty's show tonight at 11 o'clock hour. Make sure you're listening for that. Kirk, thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
How you doing, my friend? Thanks for inviting me on. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for taking up this fight. Because, like I said, we got for the most part a river between these two states, but it is two very different worlds. You know, it's although I think in Minnesota you have to be very aware that if Republicans take over, they're going to try to push this stuff through. But right now we're relatively safe. You're in basically in the state where democracy goes to die, and you know the Republicans, they, you know, whenever they get control of things, they put in their wish list to destroy public education, and they do it with glee and aplomb.
Yeah, I mean it's like we've been kind of monopolized by a Republican legislature for now about 12 years, and they've just made rants. It's amazing how we're probably all descended. Most of us are descended from the Swedes or Germans or whatever. But it's amazing how different our states are. And Wisconsin's a shambles. And although we keep on voting for Democratic governors, Democratic senators, and liberal leaning Supreme Court justices, these Republicans in legislature just won't stop trying to hold on to power. And so we finally got, you know, a 4-3 majority of progressive-leaning Supreme Court justices, which means the only way we can make progressive change in Wisconsin right now is through the courts. So we've got about 2 years until the next Supreme Court election, and we gotta do the best we can to try to change Wisconsin. I grew up in the public school system in Stevens Point, Wisconsin, right in the middle of Wisconsin. And, you know, I had a great education. Wisconsin was one of the top states, you know, and we were all middle class basically. And somehow or another, we invested in our public schools. And when I grew up, we were one of the top states for public schools in the country. And it's been decimated. So this is my little passion right now is to try to hold on to public schools and try to get them to where they were 20 years ago. And that the only way we can do that is to get rid of this private school voucher system. I don't know if you guys even have that in Minnesota.
No, we don't. We
public schools,
and we haven't. And that's what I was going to ask you next. Why don't you? For us, we just have that. We do have what's called open enrollment. You can, if you live in one school district, you can enroll into a neighboring school district. And of course, you always have the option of homeschooling or a private school if you so choose. You're more than welcome to choose that. Yeah. Those are the options. But the reality is that we've been able to keep away the voucher programs because, well, you know, you see it in every place they put it in there. It's ripe for abuse. And the whole point of it is to basically, you know, decimate the public school budget so that they can start making eventually arguments to get rid of public school altogether.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So Wisconsin's the first voucher program started in Wisconsin as an experiment in like the 90s. And they've been able to keep on winning in the courts every time they're sued because it is detrimental to public schools because they call it an experiment. But it's no longer an experiment. Now it started in Milwaukee, it grew to Racine, and then it grew statewide most recently. And now there's $440 million going towards the voucher school program and being taken away from people's property taxes going to public schools. And you're absolutely right. And by the way, another great statistic. Well, it's not great. It freaks you out. 80% of the kids going to these private schools would have gone to those private schools anyways.
Yeah.
And so basically you are subsidizing basically Catholic schools, especially in all the areas that are rural, with public property tax dollars from people. And what that does is it makes the public schools worse. They can't, and all the special needs kids, because the private schools can turn away special needs kids. So the most expensive kids to educate are left in the public schools, but that they're getting money ripped away from them. So of course the public schools start doing worse. The teachers, they can't pay teachers enough. So the teachers start getting worse. The private school teachers, don't even have to be accredited. And they can get hired. So, yeah, it's a death spiral wherever this gets put into place. And it's been going on for 30 years, and it has made our public school system worse, which means more and more people are moving to Minnesota, where they actually have decent public schools.
We got free
and they're investing in the public.
We got free school lunches over here now, too, for the kids, which is just great. I mean, that's a $500 saving for every taxpayer with kids in the state. So There you go. You bring up a point here, and we have to. This is the great lie about vouchers. When Republicans want to roll these out in a state, they did this down in Iowa, they do it in all these states. They come on out here and they say, look at this minority student who's stuck in this school and he can't get the education he wants to. And we're going to give this lower class minority kid a chance to go to a private school. And then what you find out after the fact is that the vast majority of minorities kids are not able to get the vouchers. Funny, the kids that always get the vouchers are generally the wealthiest kids, like you said, who are already going to private school, but now all of a sudden the only difference is they basically were, the tuition that they were paying as private citizens to go to a private school is now being paid for by taxpayers. And when you point this out, Republicans, this is the great lie. They just run away from that point because that's the whole point of this, is to basically pay wealthy people's private school tuitions.
And there are, there are some caps to, how you get into this program, get into bachelor school, some caps, which, by the way, I mean, earning caps. So you can't make too much money and get these vouchers. But those caps are earmarked to go away in about 2 years in Wisconsin. So the scenario you're describing will exist completely 100% right in about 2 years in Wisconsin.
I was going to ask you, though, but one of the things I've noticed about this is that they say a parent who makes more than this amount of money. Well, what they'll do is they'll do it with the one parent who is either a stay-at-home parent or doesn't make that much money, and it qualifies kids who, even though the other parent might be making five times the maximum amount, they've always put – Republicans always put a bait and switch in these packages that allow even the wealthiest kids to take advantage of them, even though they insist, oh, that won't happen.
It's true. And as soon as you get a voucher at any income level, if your parents then income out of that level, they can't take it away from you.
Mm-hmm.
So there are gimmicks within the system. But the more nefarious thing is that I've been called a racist already because I'm trying to beat the voucher system. But the Republicans always say, they're helping people of color in the inner cities where the public schools are really bad. And so if you're trying to go against that, obviously, you want to hurt people of color, which is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. But the crazy thing is that these voucher schools that are supposed to be better than public schools are more often than not, the average voucher school lasts like 3 to 4 years. So they're like pop-up schools that are often done with a religious kind of background, but it could be anybody that starts a private school. And so the best private schools can reject whoever they want to reject, and they're going to charge more than the voucher is going to give some poor kid.
Mm-hmm.
And so the private schools are still going to be primarily, white, rich people. And these pop-up schools are going to be the ones that can be completely corrupt and can hire people without any accreditation and can say they're private and better because they're taking, you know, they're getting away from like the urban decay or whatever, but there's no way to measure them. Mm-hmm. So what's really happening is just you're giving a false sense of hope to an unaccredited school that may or may not be better. But the studies have shown that even when they can reject kids with special needs, kids with attention, you know, issues, they can reject them. Even when they reject them, their test scores aren't any better than what the public schools are. Mm-hmm. So they got a stacked deck full of kids without any problems, and they're still not scoring any better than the public schools, which means it's a program that doesn't work, but they continue to propagate it because politically destroying the public school system, destroying teachers' unions is good politically for the Republican Party.
Well, and we do have something similar. We have charter schools here. Same thing in Minnesota. We do annual testing. They test basically 10 points less than the public school system, so they're not good. But what they do is, as you say, people come on in, they open up one of these charter schools, and it's almost always, look, we've got a school uniform. Doesn't this make the kids look like they're really studious and, you know, promises of, oh, graduations and all these things? And it's, you know, most of the times it's just a joke. This has been, like I said, let's talk about this on the larger scale here. There is this underlying current within the Republican Party where the idea of public school for everyone is something that they are completely against. They do not want an educated public. They do not want people, they feel as if some people should just be sweeping floors in factories and that's all it should be. And that they should never try to get out of that situation. They've also looked at the government as a way to try to get balls of cash that are out there and get them to the private sector. NASA has been decimated. Yeah. The Postal Service, they've gone after that. And public schools is an insane amount of money. And under W. Bush, with his brother, that they basically were able to kneel, they were able to basically, start, chipping away at this, getting that public dollars from the public school system into these other accounts.
Yeah.
The one thing that's interesting, though, and as you talked about the cities in Wisconsin that have the voucher program, the thing which is interesting is Republicans have run up into a wall when it comes to wealthy white suburban schools, because most of those parents really like those schools and they don't want those schools getting threatened at all. Is the Wisconsin program still statewide, or is it still per a few cities? Because is it kind of shying away from those wealthy white suburbs?
It is. So you're getting, you're a little bit far afield. I'm not an expert. Luckily, the folks that are on my legal team are experts. I'm not exactly sure. I believe it is a statewide program because money is being sucked out of rural districts to go to a lot of Catholic schools. Those are the only other private schools around in smaller towns. So it is statewide for sure. You're right. It is a bait and switch. Keep on going. I just lost my train of thought. It is a statewide program.
Well, it's one of those things where, that's the problem in Minnesota for Republicans is that, sure, you might get a little traction with the idea of vouchers or charter schools for in the inner city schools. But the second you get out into the suburbs, the suburban families, and that's where all the swing district voting is from, they don't want their suburban schools touched. They like their suburban schools. They're very good suburban schools. And so it creates a natural defense against Republicans trying to impose some sort of statewide travesty in Minnesota. But it sounds like the Republicans there of the mindset of we don't care. We're just going to basically go for the cash grab on the public school dollars.
Yeah. So you're absolutely right. And I was thinking about that when you were talking. There's three ways you can look at this. But there's really only one way that makes sense. Do they really want to dumb down everybody so that the working class remains working class and can't be media literate so that they can understand that they're being conned by the Republicans? Like, yes, in a huge long-term way, but that's a long game that I don't think anybody can focus on for that long. The second thing is what they're using as a way, just saying that kids are being indoctrinated in the public schools because apparently all these public school teachers are flaming liberals, which you and I know is completely wrong. They're just people that care and people that want to emphasize, empathy and acceptance and tolerance, and that somehow is a democratic ideal. But that's that's what they're using as a wedge, you know, to say you should homeschool your kids or you can't trust your kids in the public schools because they're going to be indoctrinated. But what it all really leads to is a bunch of rich people wanting to get richer with public money. And you look at our healthcare system, which is just a complete disaster. A lot of people, a lot of that money funnels to certain groups. And so the privatization of prisons, of our healthcare system, you know, of our child care system, and now of our public schools, helps the rich get richer who can start up businesses around public school, around schooling and education. And that's a corrupt, cynical, but effective way for certain people to get richer, and those people donate money to politicians who continue to, you know, propagate these voucher school systems.
Kirk, it's not, it's not sensational if it's factual. And it's factual. And I mean, what's going to be interesting for you and Patty on this show and this little segment you're going to be doing is, as you described, I mean, there's a lot of different ways they're going after these schools. They're going after the teachers. They're trying to do the vouchers. They're trying to decrease the budgets. They're trying to control the what can be taught in schools and stuff like this. We could talk. I mean, my daughter is thinking about possibly going down to the University of Wisconsin when she graduates high school in 2 years. And, you know, I mean, one of the things I've been paying attention to is, you know, the Republicans have basically done a lot of damage to the University of Wisconsin. So this is not just a K through 12 issue. It's a pre-K issue. It's a college higher education issue. You know, if you're not paying attention on the larger scale of what the Republicans are trying to do here, you need to be paying attention, because the reality is look at that United States Supreme Court. A lot of people weren't paying attention for a long time, and now all of a sudden they are. And it's best to be paying attention before you get to the point where they are putting on, that fifth far right conservative justice, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, you're right. It's super scary when our legislature is telling the University of Wisconsin-Madison that they lose $30 million or so in basic admin, paying your professors and basic stuff, unless you get rid of the diversity, equity, and inclusion, you know, programs that you've created. Like they're making this they're hijacking, you know, with using the culture wars. They're defunding our universities, in a way that you have to say, okay, well, I can't keep my professors, you know, I can't make this. It's a false choice, right? It's like I have to defund the diversity, you know, the equity and inclusion and diversity department if I want to maintain a high quality education, you know. But part of that high quality education is teaching kids from the rural parts of Wisconsin about how to think about people of color, how to think about, you know, the LGBTQ+ community, because they've never dealt with it before, and it helps when you have those programs. So that's part and parcel of education, but they're trying to divide and conquer with these really draconian choices that they're forcing the university to make.
You know, Kirk, I'm just going to give a little suggestion from good old Minnesota here. Whenever you hear Republicans start talking about education policy, I got two words for them: screw you. And that's at the end of that. No, we're not doing that. I prefer good teachers. I have good quality schools. I prefer to basically not have a wealthy person gouge our public school system. And God forbid we don't have good colleges and universities. All right, so you're going to be joining Patty Vasquez. This is going to be on every Thursday now?
Yeah, every Thursday. We're going to keep on. It's open-ended. We're going to file a lawsuit probably in the next week or two against the state of Wisconsin. And we've got, you know, plaintiffs have come out of the woodwork who are, you know, have kids in public education and have seen the private schools, these voucher school systems hurt kids. So we're going to announce this lawsuit in about a week or two, or file it. The reason I'm doing these radio shows with Patty is that I'm saying, they're going to come after us. You know, they're going to say we're trying to defund people of color in Milwaukee. We're trying to rip a good education out of these poor kids' hands. So I'm not going to do this in a vacuum just to sue. I wanted to actually bring on some national experts. You know, we've got a national expert tonight from Jersey, the Harvard Law School lawyer who's who's suing like public school, public money for public schools. That's the organization she works for. They're trying to overturn voucher programs all around the country, and she's going to talk about how this started and where it's winning and where it has won, where voucher schools have won, like how it's decimated the state school system. So,
well, and Kirk, if I could step in there, because we are running out of time here. So I want to make sure everyone listens for this, because obviously this is important. And in Wisconsin, just right across the river, hello, Hudson, you're part of our metro area. So, you know, you basically, this is the fight that's going on. Patty's show is on the air here at 11 o'clock at night, right after Ghost Box Radio. Make sure you're listening for that. And then every Thursday, obviously, there's going to be a lot more guests here, and it's going to be very important. And if you do want to help out, there'll be obviously calls to action and stuff like that, things you can maybe help out from in Minnesota to help out in Wisconsin, because what the Republicans are doing over there, it's not a joke. Wisconsin's where democracy goes to die, and that's and the Republicans are eagerly doing this. Kirk Bangstad, of course, Minocqua Brewing Company as well. Kirk, I all my best with you and Patty, and thank you very much. I definitely want to hear more about this lawsuit, so let's have you back on before too much longer, okay?
Awesome, man. Can't wait to talk to you again. And I got more news for you.
I got it. Kirk, thank you very much. Kirk Bangstad from, of course, going to be on with Patty Vasquez tonight, 11 o'clock hour. Let's take a break, get back, wrap up the hour. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
From chasing fall colors on a scenic road trip to epic hikes, fall festivals, apple orchards, or long hours on a patio, fall in Minnesota offers clear blue skies, an endless tapestry of color, and unmatched beauty, perfect for setting the stage for any colorful adventure. Plan your dream trip at exploreminnesota.com. Sponsored by Explore Minnesota, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, this is Gina. Matthew, I will not read this next line.
I'll be your snookum wookums.
Fine. My husband is the sexiest radio host in Minnesota, Matt McNeil.
Dang straight.
When it came time to replace my vehicle, I wanted an option that was safe in the environment. I wanted a hybrid. My RAV4 hybrid is a greener vehicle without sacrificing style and comfort. I love my Toyota hybrid.
Toyota hybrids are incredibly fuel efficient. Test drive one today at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Did you know there are easy ways to support your child's brain development during their critical early years from age 0 to 3? Little Moments Count is a website which provides tools to help parents engage in simple, everyday activities like talking, playing, reading, and singing with their children. Visit littlemomentscount.org for resources and support in giving your child a strong foundation for a lifetime of learning. That's littlemomentscount.org. littlemomentscount.org.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, the Matt McNeil Show. There you go. Two things. One, Kirk kind of buried the lead there. What was that about a lawsuit you guys are filing? That should have been number one thing we should have been talking about, I think. Here is one thing, though, I really kind of want to make sure that he needs to kind of understand. And this is, I think, one of the main problems that they kind of... Bless them over in Wisconsin. Here's part of your problem. You guys don't want to talk about the long game because you think it's too freaking ethereal. And the reality is you need to be talking about the long game. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to come back next hour and talk a lot about long game for the Republicans, because the Republicans are playing a very different game than Democrats are. Democrats are what Republicans are doing is trying to burn down the world, and Democrats act like putting out the little fire next to them is stopping it. And they don't realize how they're getting outmaneuvered and outplayed. We kind of get that here in Minnesota. We kind of get what the long game is here. And don't be afraid of showing it, because it's a heck of a lot harder to undo the damage after it's already been done than just to stop it in the first place. And that's just the reality. Now, once again, Wisconsin, you kind of are in a real tough spot there. And I feel sorry for you, but that's just kind of what it is. All right. You guys got to. It's got a long way to come. But I mean, I have hope that there's times are changing, but very slowly in Wisconsin. Hour two, that's coming up next.
It's the start of our favorite season in Minnesota, football season. That's right, with all the hype and action this season brings, we know things can get loud and messy quick. Before you invite your friends and family over to watch the big game, you better call my cleaning heroes at Zero Res to clean up all of those fumble moments in your home. Lucky for you, you can score big this month with great savings. Right now, you can get your entire home Zero Resified from Minnesota's ultimate carpet cleaner and get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned starting at just $149. It's also a perfect time of year to get your air ducts cleaned this month with $100 off your air duct cleaning. An air duct cleaning will help alleviate allergies and asthma, you will enjoy less dust, lower energy bills, and your home will stay cleaner longer. Schedule your appointment today at Zero Res.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.